Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
All right, good Monday morning to you. It is 8:09. We are looking at 40 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
It's Monday, and we're excited to check in with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to present our Panther Pet of the Week, brought to you by Panther Heating and Cooling.
I'm Mike Gettings with Panther Heating and Cooling. We're proud to team up with our friends at the Humane Society of York County to help our furry friends find their forever home. Join us in partnering with the Humane Society and warm up to your new furry friend. Check out our weekly Panther Pet at the Humane Society's website or visit pantherhvac.com and click on Panther Pet. Panther Heating and Cooling, dedicated and committed to this great community since 1994, proudly offering Train.
And we're going to bring in our volunteer experts of all volunteers when it comes to our fur babies. I'm really building you up, Mary Beth.
I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness, the pressure.
Oh, my goodness. But Mary Beth is just one of many volunteers. She'll be the first to tell you that, for sure.
That is correct. Oh, my gosh, it takes a village, and it's for real. It takes so many to do what we do.
Well, you just drew the short straw every week to always be on television and radio talking about the fur babies. A really tough job, I must say, right, Mary Beth?
Well, I enjoy it very much, so that's a good thing.
They do. They always say, though, in Hollywood, don't go on stage with kids or animals. They will upstage you. But you don't care. You would rather them upstage you because we want to find these fur babies a good home, like our cat of the week, Kinley.
Oh, my gosh, exactly. And Kinley is gorgeous. She is a gorgeous calico. And we pulled her, the Humane Society pulled her as a teenager from animal control. She was 9 months old at the time. And we're estimating her now to be 1 year and 9 months. So that means she's been with us a year, which is just ridiculous. This beauty is very friendly. She's expressionable and loving. She's good with other feline friends. She's fairly calm and laid back. And she would prefer a calmer home, but we're pretty confident that she'll adjust to any environment as long as you give her enough time to adjust. She, like all of our pets, are spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. And she is completely ready and waiting for you. Look at that beautiful face, those beautiful white whiskers just staring at you. My gosh. If this stunning girl grabs at your heart, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about her. 803-802-0902. And again, if not Kinley, we will talk about other potential connections. Then we've got another girl that's just stunning, our canine of the week, which is Lagatha. My goodness, those ears.
Yeah.
They are like radial. They're just beautiful. She is, as Kinley was, she's totally expressionable. Look at her face. She's basking in the sun in one picture. You can't get more than that right there. She came in as a stray. What we've learned, she's just been with us about 16 weeks, and what we've learned is she loves her walks. She loves to sit in the sun and just take it all in. She's still energized. She likes other dogs. She weighs about 40 pounds, even though her picture looks a little different. She's super eager to love and please, though she can get out of that yard pretty easily. She's estimated to be just over about a year, and like our others, she's spayed, vaccinated, microchipped, and tested. She can barely contain her excitement when she meets you. She's so loving and fun. Please give us a call if this baby melts your heart. 803-802-0902, and we'll get an appointment on the books, and we'll see if a connection is made. Then we've got What's the Scoop, and, you know, love's in the air. It's coming up on Valentine's Day. I can't even believe that January has gone by so quickly. But we are just putting a little plug out there. Stay tuned for details about an upcoming Valentine photo shoot for your fur baby or your kids. You can bring your kids in, too. Why not?
Pets first, dogs second.
I can get ears up far easier on a dog or cat, but that's okay. We could do our best. Some more information coming on that, and we'll post it on Facebook. And then, of course, I've been saying this since January 1st. consider volunteering. We need you. We welcome you. We've got volunteer needs at the rescue. We've got it at the thrift shop, off-site events. You can do off-site fundraising for us, supply drives. There's so many things that you could do. We do have an age limit at the rescue of 18, so the kids, when they want to get involved, we want to nurture that wonderful heart. We often tell them, please do supply drives, do off-site fundraising, because there is nothing like a kid promoting animals. They have the most wonderful, wonderful heart for it, so please get them involved to do that. We need them for future volunteering. Of course, consider adopting, shop, and or donate at your gently used items, I might say, at our thrift shop, Possibility Thrift Shop there in Fort Mill. Shop online, give financially, and like us on Facebook. And our rescue needs this week, again, clay cat litter. You would think we're still in the midst of a cat season, and here we're coming up on starting it over again. So we need that product, and if you're out and about, please consider picking one up and just dropping it off for us. All of our needs are at humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, and we'd love to talk to you more about our babies. Just give us a call.
All right, Mary Beth. Well, thank you so much. Happy Monday to you. Boy, those fur babies, I know they didn't enjoy being outside yesterday in the cold, wet weather, but we dog owners and cat owners sure did love it. It was snuggle weather, wasn't it?
It was snuggle weather. It was
perfect.
Trying to get them to go outside to go potty.
I know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. All right. Well, Mary Beth, as always, friend, thank you so much. Have a great week, and tell all the volunteers there thank you, and love those fur babies for
us. Thank you so much for sharing the news.
All right.